celebrate you.
You are worthy to be praised.
Give him all the glory today.
Yes,
say you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
Almighty God.
Lion of the tribe of Judah.
You are worthy to be praised.
I am that I am. You are worthy to be praised, oh.
You are worthy to
celebrate,
be
celebrate, to be let celebrate.
Almighty God,
mighty man in battle.
You are worthy to be praised.
I am that I am.
Yes,
oh, you are worthy to be praised, oh.
You are worthy to be
you worthy,
praised.
You worthy, you worthy, you worthy,
you worthy. Almighty
God, for your goodness in our midst, Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy that. Oh, you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be praised.
You are worthy
to be praised. You are worthy
to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised. Oh, say you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy
to be praised. Worthy to be praised.
Almighty God.
Everybody celebrating.
You are worthy to be praised.
Say you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be
you worthy, praised. You worthy, you worthy, you worthy,
Almighty
you
God.
You worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised. I will exalt you, Lord. Yes, for thou hast lifted me above my enemies. Yes, your banner over me is Lord. I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt you, Lord.
For you have lifted me.
Thou hast lifted me.
Above my enemies.
Above my enemies.
Your banner over me.
Banner over me, Lord.
Jesus, I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt your name.
Thou hast lifted me.
You have lifted me higher.
Above my enemies.
Your banner over me.
Banner over me.
I will exalt you,
Lord. I will exalt you, Lord.
I will exalt you, never. I put my enemies.
I put my enemies.
Your banner over me. I will exalt you,
Lord.
Like the seed. Yes. From the bottom of my heart, I will sing your praises.
You
banner over me. I will exalt you, Lord. For you have lifted me above my enemy. Your banner over me. How we exalt you, Lord. Celebrate. Give him all the glory today. Above my enemy. Your banner over me.
A big, big hand for the Lord again this morning. And you may please be seated. We'll begin our intercessions this morning and we shall be giving thanks to God. Saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime by your word. Can our amen be louder this morning? Psalm 118 and verse 23. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Someone grateful this morning, please rise on your feet and let's together lift up our voices with gratitude in our hearts, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime by your word. Lift up your voice, everyone, everywhere, and let's together give quality thanks to God again this morning. Let's magnify his name. Let's celebrate him again for drafting abiding multitudes into our services, our homecoming services yesterday. Let's give him quality thanks. He deserves it. Therefore, with loud voices of appreciation this morning, let's together give him thanks. Our Father and our God, this morning, we have come with voices of appreciation and hearts of gratitude, saying thank you again for gathering to yourself abiding multitudes in our special homecoming services of yesterday. We give you thanks and praise. We magnify your name. We are celebrating you again for opening the doors. We give you quality thanks and praise from the depth of our hearts and for granting every worshiper a lifetime encounter via your word. Someone lift up your voice and let's together give quality thanks and praise back to God this morning because he deserves it. Let's appreciate it from the depth of our hearts and from the depth of our soul this morning. Our Father and our God, we are here saying thank you. Thank you again and again and again for drafting abiding multitudes into all our three services yesterday. We saw the multitudes gathered unto you that came by your hand. Therefore, we are here saying thank you. We acknowledge that this is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, we have come this morning with hearts of appreciation, thanking you again from the depth of our hearts. Lift up your voice and show your voice of appreciation. It's been hard this morning. Ensure God is registering your own personal voice of gratitude, saying, Father, we thank you. We thank you again from the depth of our hearts for drafting multitudes, abiding multitudes again. You brought them from everywhere. You gathered them again to yourself in all services yesterday. And we have come this morning ascribing all the glory and all the thanks back to you again. You deserve it, oh God. Therefore, we are saying thank you. This is your doing. We don't take you for granted. Therefore, this morning, we are saying thank you. Someone lift up your voice and show your voice of appreciation. It's ascending to God and it's coming from the depth of your heart this morning. Our Father and our God, we are here saying thank you. You have done all things well. We acknowledge your faithfulness. We celebrate your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you again for gathering unto yourself abiding multitudes in our special service yesterday. Our Covenant Family Day, you drafted the men and the women. You brought them from everywhere. You gathered them again to yourself. Therefore, we are saying thank you. Someone thank him this morning. You may do that in your understanding or do that in the spirit, but ensure your voice of appreciation. It's been heard and it's coming from the depth of your heart. Oh God, we say thank you. We appreciate you again. We thank you for gathering multitudes and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. By your word, we celebrate you. We magnify your name. Someone, you may lift up your hands if you will and wave them to Jesus if you can. And let's together give him all the glory for his manifest presence in our midst, for drafting the men and the women again unto himself in all the services of yesterday. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand. You may please be seated.
O yet be rising up this morning to pray, saying, Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10, paraphrase, moreover, I will appoint a place for my people and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Let's rise on our feet this morning together as we take this prayer from the depth of our saying, Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Ensure you are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Is someone truly praying this morning? Engage your heart in this intercession. The Lord must hear your voice of intercession this morning. Father, cause all our new converts to see this church as their own city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. This is a heart cry this morning. We are praying in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, that you cause all of our new converts to see this church as their own city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Someone praying this morning, you can pray in your understanding and you can equally pray in the Holy Ghost. By all means, your heart of intercession must be registered before your Heavenly Father this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying that you cause all of our new converts to see this church as their own city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. Oh God of heaven, all of the new converts you have given to us since the year began, including the midst of the year, we are praying this morning that you cause each one of them to see this church as their own city of refuge, thereby abiding here for life. Is someone praying? You are engaging your heart in this intercession. You can pray in understanding. You can equally pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, cause all of our new converts to see this church as their city of refuge and thereby abide here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have said in your word that you will appoint unto your people a place of their own, and you will plant them that they may dwell no more. No more movement. Lord, everyone that you have brought into us this year, all of our new converts, Lord, plant them in this church. Make this church their own city of refuge and cause them to move no more. In the name of Jesus Christ, is someone praying this morning? Lift up your voice. Ensure your voice of intercession is registered in heaven. You can pray in understanding. You can equally pray in the Holy Ghost. Our Father, our God, in the name of Jesus, cause all of our new converts to see this church as their own city of refuge and thereby abiding here for life. In the name of Jesus Christ, is someone truly praying this morning? Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. You can pray for all of your own new converts. You can pray indeed for all the new converts that the Lord has given to every one member of this church. Father, cause all of our new converts to see this church as their own city of refuge, thereby abiding here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are moving no more. They have moving no more. You have brought them into this church. Oh God, they are moving no more. They are declared planted. Is someone praying? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in your understanding this morning. Father, cause all of our new converts to see this church as their own city of refuge, thereby abiding here for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, are you still engaging? Engage your heart in this intercession. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Push through in the Holy Ghost. Now lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Appreciate him this morning. The Lord has heard us. Give him glory. Give him honor. Because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word, thereby establishing all our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word. Continue to send us the rain of your life-transforming word, thereby establishing all our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. Someone lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Let your voice be heard on high. My Father and my God, continue to send to us the rain of your life transforming word. Continue to send to us the rain of your life transforming word, thereby establishing our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. Lift up your voice on high as you pray. Lift up your voice on high and let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, continue to send to us your life transforming word. Continue to send to us the rain of your life transforming word, thereby establishing all our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. Lift up your voice, pray passionately, pray from your heart, pray believing, pray answer expectant prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, continue to send us the rain of your life transforming word. Continue to send us the rain of your life transforming word. Continue to send us the rain of your life transforming word, thereby establishing all our new converts and all our new members in the faith and in this church for life. Establishing all our new converts in the faith and in this church for life. Lift up your voice on high as you pray. Father, continue to send us the rain of your life transforming word. Continue to send us the rain of your life transforming word, thereby establishing all our new converts, establishing all our new members, both in the faith and in this church for life. Father Lord, this is our heart's cry. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, continue to send us the rain of your life transforming words. Continue to send us the rain of your life transforming word, thereby establishing all our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. Establishing all our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. Lift up your voice on high. Pray in your understanding, but also make intercession in the spirit. Lift up your voice. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, send us the rain of your life-transforming word. Send us the rain of your life-changing word. Send us the rain of your destiny-molding word, thereby establishing our new converts and new members in the faith and in this church for life. Lift up those hands right now. Begin to appreciate God. Give him thanks. Give him praise for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
Next, we shall be rising to pray. Saying, Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. A louder amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall witness it unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice as we pray this prayer together this morning. Let's engage our heart and engage our spirit in praying this prayer. Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Let everyone hear your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, we are calling upon your name this morning. Empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart this morning. Let's engage our heart, engage our spirit in praying this prayer with fervency of the spirit. Our Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, we pray, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice this morning. Call upon the God of heaven. Our God answer prayer whenever we call. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. This is our outcry this morning. This is our heart desire. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession. Whenever we pray, our God answer. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We shall be witnesses unto him in everywhere. We are asking this morning, standing upon this wall, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father and our God, we pray, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with your spirit connected. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can also pray it in your understanding. By all means, keep connected to heaven. Our Father, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Father, we call upon you and we pray in the name of Jesus. Empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. You can pray unto our God the more. Call upon the God of heaven. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Father, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Call upon him the more. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and call upon the God of heaven this morning to empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for effectiveness on the harvest field, in the name of Jesus, resulting in the multiplication of disciples of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice and power this prayer in the spirit. Begin to give him thanks. Appreciate him because he has answered. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
And when we rise again, this shall be a prayer line. Our Father, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Let your amen break limits. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47, they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Please rise with me as we pray this morning. Our Father, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice wherever you may be right now and ensure that God is hearing you. Our Father, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. For sustainable growth and enlargement. Saints of God, lift your voice and let's call for the hand of God to continually rest upon all our newly planted churches, even the ones planted yesterday, for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, let your good hand, your mighty hand, continue to rest upon all our newly planted churches. For sustainable growth and enlargement. Except the Lord build the house, the builders are building in vain. Lift your voice, therefore, let's call upon the builder to stretch forth his hand and to rest it continually upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. They were praising God, calling forth his hand, and they were having favor with all the people and enjoying daily addition. Our God has not changed. Let's call upon him for the same effect today. What he did yesterday, he's able to do today. Therefore, pray a prayer that must be answered. Wherever you may be, today in church or by yourself, ensure that your voice is registered in heaven. Somebody's praying. Somebody's lifting up holy voices. We're crying out to God that his mighty hand will continually rest upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Are you praying this morning? You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding, but let your voice be registered with faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, let your mighty hand continually be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, let's pray some more this morning. He said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Therefore, stand strong in the place of prayer. Be fervent in the spirit. Pray with passion in your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus, he has done it before. He has not changed. Pray therefore that he will do it again. He will do it continually. Let his mighty hand never be withdrawn. Let his mighty hand remain strong upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Somebody lift your voice right now and pray passionately in the Holy Ghost. You can also pray in your understanding, but let your eye be focused, let your heart be fixed, let your faith arise, calling on the living God that he stretches forth his mighty hand continually upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth, continuous addition, unending multiplication and enlargement. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's crying out in faith. Pray some more this morning. Pray some more this morning. Lift up your voice wherever you may be. Ensure that you are part of this chariot. Our Father and our God, let your mighty hand continue to be upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is our desire. This is our expectation. Lord, let it be done. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your mighty hand continually upon all our newly planted churches for sustainable growth and enlargement. Somebody pray passionately right now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand. Let's give thanks to God. Commence appreciation. Give him glory for answers to our prayers. Our Father, receive all the praise. This prayer has been answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus Christ a big hand of praise.
Next, we shall be praying, and this time around, we shall be praying our personal supplication. As you give expression to your heart desires this morning, remember what the Bible says in Matthew 21:22. The scripture says, and all things whatsoever, all things, and that covers everything, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That shall be our testimony right now. Please rise up on your feet, wherever you may be. What are those desires of your heart? Ask in prayer. Lift up your voice. Call upon the God of heaven. Pray believing. and you shall receive. Take advantage of this moment right now today. Let heaven hear you as you speak unto the Lord. Remember, you can pray in your understanding and pray in the Holy Ghost. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are engaging. Make sure you are pouring out your soul unto God. This is your hour of opportunity to receive your desires from God. Lift up your voice right now. Begin to thank God for answering your prayers today. Thank Him, praise Him, bless Him. Lift up your hands if you can. Give Him praise and glory. Thank Him intensely. Thank Him in your understanding. Thank Him in the Spirit. Magnify His name. God has heard. God has answered. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. We shall be blessed as we do so. Number one, supernatural turnaround. I joined this church in July of 2015, all broken and battered. Since 2004, I, my wife, and my children had been squatting in different places with no job or business. Everything had broken down. The first day we came to Canaan land, I had the bishop say, if we actively engage to follow all the instructions from this altar, our lives will change. That statement hit me. I engaged in kingdom stewardship with all my heart. Lo and behold, the God of this commission showed up faithful and true. I was in abject poverty. Then I got a call from a long-forgotten business associate to send my international passport details. He said that I was being invited to China for some business negotiation. I had no international passport. Even money for passport photograph was not available. But God showed up. Make that bigger for Jesus. By the third week, I was on a flight to China. All this within 3 months of joining this church. Today, God has blessed us with a very well-furnished 3-bedroom flat. My children are back in school. And to God be the glory, I have gone to China, to the USA, and to Holland. This is all in fulfillment of Matthew 6:33. I come to give back all the glory to the God of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo. Testify is Charles Aipopo. Please put your hands together in appreciation of God. Number 2, whole family healed of coronavirus. Hallelujah. I have come to return all the glory to God. My husband, my daughter, and I tested positive for COVID-19 in the month of June. We were so horrified. It started when my daughter woke up one morning with a temperature of over 40 degrees centigrade. The little girl brought her own bottle of anointing oil for me to anoint her. And upon touching her, I discovered she was extremely hot. We took her to the hospital, and she was tested for coronavirus. The result came back positive. The doctor advised that my husband and I must also get tested. We did, and the results again came out positive. My daughter's fever was treated, and she was discharged to go and quarantine at home. I thought you were asymptomatic and that it would pass after the stipulated 4 days period. But the devil struck. My husband became extremely sick, so sick of the virus that he had to leave home. He became a shadow of himself in just a few days. It was a very trying time for my family, but throughout this period, we kept on partaking of the Holy Communion and constantly anointing ourselves. In fact, the anointing oil was almost our body cream. I will join the online service via YouTube and listen to how Bishop David Oyedepo will cross coronavirus and send it back to hell. Listening to other people's testimony of being healed of the virus, the testimonies being read during the testimony time always brought my faith alive. I have come to return the glory to the God of this commission because today, my husband, my daughter, and I are all coronavirus free. Make that bigger, 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 bigger for Jesus. Hallelujah. We are healed of the virus, and we are back to work and school respectively. Testify Mrs. A. Lyo, South Africa. Keep standing, lift up your hands and your voices unto God and magnify him for this testimony.
Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning for these awesome testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Bless the name of the Most High God. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. All adoration belongs to him. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name. Thank him also for the answer to our prayers. We have called upon him. He has heard us. He has answered us and granted us our petitions this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor and give him the adoration. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. I've come to hear you this morning, Lord. Speak directly to me by your word. I've come to hear you this morning. Speak directly to me by your word. Father, thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, this morning, we thank you and we give you the praise. For all that you have done in our midst, we glorify your holy name. For these testimonies, we say we are grateful. For the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you, asking that you will speak to us this morning. And by your word, let each one of us be transformed. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big, big hand. And please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. The scripture states very clearly in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. It said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This goes to show us that God is never looking for who to use, but rather who to bless. Every call to stewardship is a call to blessing. You recall the scripture tells us in the book of Job, chapter 1, when Satan came to God and God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Satan said, "Does Job serve you for nothing?" In other words, everyone who is serving God has something to look forward to. There is always a blessing in return. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26, it says, "Thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water." God is not looking for who to use, but who to bless. In Job 36 and verse 11, the Bible says, "If you obey and serve me, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure." God is not looking for who to use, but who to bless. Furthermore, we have heard this statement over time from God's servant, our Father, that God is not looking for who to rob, but who to raise. In Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, it says that those that are wise will shine as the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. God is not looking for who to rob, but who to raise. And that is why in the course of this week, in our covenant hour prayer, we are going to be looking at this exhortation that is captioned, "Understanding the Demands for Profitable Stewardship." God has ordained for your stewardship to be profitable, but there are specific demands that makes the profit of your stewardship answer for you. And I pray that for each one of us, the grace to engage with these demands will begin to manifest in us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what are the demands of profitable stewardship? This morning, we are looking at two very vital demands. Number one is that we must serve God willingly. We must serve God willingly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 17, the Bible states this very clearly. "If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward." So what determines whether you and I will be rewarded is our willingness in stewardship. Our willingness in stewardship. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, "If you are willing and obedient," he said, "you shall eat the good of the land." Willingness in stewardship. God expects that for anyone that will serve him and experience the profitability of stewardship, willingness is never compromised. In other words, you must come to God with a desire to serve him, not as one being coerced. God does not force people. God gives people opportunity. Every call to stewardship is an opportunity to blessing. And when you take it from that perspective, you will do it willingly. I love how Paul put it there. He said, "If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward." So if you do it and it is not willing, there is no reward. So what makes your stewardship rewardable is dependent on whether it is offered willingly. And that is why each one of us must understand that every time we engage, we must do it willingly, of a willing heart. Are you praying? Pray willingly. Are you on the harvest field? Go willingly. Are you following up on your converse? Do it willingly. Because if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. Number two is our service must be from the heart. The service that will touch God, the service that will procure your reward, must be offered from the heart. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6, the Bible puts it this way to us. It says, "Not with eye service or as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." You see, you must understand that it is what we do from the heart
that will touch the heart of God. It must come from your heart. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and in verse 10, the Bible says, I, the Lord, I search the heart, I try the reins, to give unto every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So the weight of what you do is determined by the source from which it comes. It must come from your heart before it will have any weight with God. Don't forget, we are told clearly in scripture that God is a God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed. So our actions have weight, and the weight of our action is determined by the source from which it comes. When it comes from your heart, it carries weight with God. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 2, it says here concerning this king, he said that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. So the condition of the heart is what determines what our acts weigh before God. He did that which was right, but not with a perfect heart. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and in verse 9, the Bible says that the eye of the Lord goes to and fro the whole earth. He says, to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. The heart. So the state of our heart in stewardship matters. We must ensure that every offering of stewardship we bring to God is done from the heart. Are you going out on the harvest field? Make sure you are going from your heart. Don't let your heart be distracted. You are on the prayer altar. Let your heart be invested. Every engagement with God demands the heart. It demands the heart. That is why the scripture tells us that we must do all things heartily, engaging the entirety of your heart. When it comes from your heart, then it touches the heart of God. And whatever touches the heart of God will bring a reward from God in our direction. My prayer for each one of us this morning is that the grace to engage effectively from the heart will come afresh upon each one of us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said the grace to engage effectively from the heart will come afresh upon each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. So our stewardship must be offered from the platform of the heart. The heart is what gives value to the act. That's why I said, I, the Lord, I search the heart and I try the reins to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God is always checking the connectivity of your heart. That is why we must ensure never allow anything that you do in your service to God to lack the investment of your heart. When you are praying, let your heart be there. When you're on the harvest field, let your heart be there. You are making calls to your converts, let your heart be there. Your heart's investment is what God weighs to give value to your act. And remember, it is the value of your engagement that determines ultimately the return that you get. If your engagement lacks weight, then it will lack returns. So we must engage the entirety of our heart in our pursuit of divine agenda in order to see our rewards answer on our behalf. Don't forget, like we have said before, there is no one that serves God for nothing. Everyone's engagement is positioning him or her for a return from God when it is done according to the demands. That's why the Bible tells us that if any man strives for mastery, he said he must yet strive lawfully. There are demands he must meet for the returns and the rewards to answer on his behalf. I pray that for each one of us, as we meet with these demands, the returns and the rewards will answer supernaturally and speedily on our behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say aloud, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning, lift your hand to heaven, and receive grace from God. Grace from God for effectiveness in engagement. Lord, I receive grace for effectiveness to be able to serve you willingly, to be able to serve you from my heart in all that I do. I receive grace. 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 Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart this morning and take grace from God. Take grace from God. Lord, I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Hallelujah. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great. Praise Him, lead us, please.
To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, walking in the light of God, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, it is a great. To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, walking in the light. To serve the Lord, it is a great. To serve the Lord, it is a great thing. To serve the Lord, walking in the light. Oh, let us walk, oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Walking in the light. Oh, let us walk, oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 work, working in the light. Walking in the light. Oh, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve. Oh, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great to serve Jesus. It is a great to serve the Lord. Walking in the light, walking in the light of God.
Give the Lord Jesus a big hand of praise for the triumphant homecoming service of yesterday. The blessings of the family covenant day and the impact of the anointing service. Give the Lord Jesus a big clap offering. Amen. It's important to remain occupied till He comes. And that grace is released upon every one of us today. Remember, it does not reward groups, it rewards individuals. It does not promote groups, it promotes individuals. It does not honor groups, it honors individuals. It does not bless groups, it blesses individuals. May we qualify for that limit-breaking blessing ordained for the year 2020 as individuals. Amen. May all of our secret investments of time, energy, and resources in serving God and the interests of His kingdom, whether on the harvest field, on the altar of prayer, in our various diverse stewardship platforms like security, like sanctuary, like ushering, like protocol, may every bit of our secret investment of time, energy, and resources be openly rewarded with limit-breaking order of returns. You imagine a family squatting, children out of school, no job, no business. Under 3 months of dedicated, consecrated engagement. Hello. You have been invited to China. No money for passport photograph. Not passport, no international passport. Passport photograph. Everything torn within 3 months. Everything. You still have more than 3 months before the year is over. Every everything torn, limits taken off his life. In 3 weeks, he found himself in China. Marvelous God. Only you are worthy to be praised. That's what personal engagement in stewardship offers. A personal, undeniable, supernatural turnaround returns. You don't pass exams in groups. You may sit down with an A student here and an A plus student on the other side and be an F student. It is where you sit is not important. It's your investment that determines your outcome in any examination. The same with kingdom stewardship. Somebody's story will change dramatically like that testimony you have. Anointing oil almost became our pomade. The devil wanted to destroy husband, wife, and daughter. Husband, wife, and daughter at the same time. Wicked devil. At the same time. Wicked devil. And Jesus. He said, we are back to work. Our daughter is back to school. Shame to the devil. Now, what that means is this. No plague is permitted to come near your dwelling. Yeah. This global noisome pestilence is going back to hell from where it came. Yeah. Those promoting by propaganda. 4 million people have died. Where are they? Caution. Everything done against humanity touches the heart of God. Caution. Thank you, Jesus. Let me quickly mention that a large number of people were outside yesterday in the second service. All of our overflow facilities must be fully fixed with the screens in place. I will say forever, nobody has the power to determine how many people worship Jesus. No force on earth has that power. When I'm lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. So get all the facilities open. Amen. And the devil is tired. The devil is tired. You ask him and he will tell you, I'm tired. Because there are churches on this earth today that are just pushing the frontiers of the gospel in spite of the devil. As our last night, we got a report from 472 of our new churches planted. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know something? And I will say this and we close. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. It's a divine agenda. I can tell you this. No devil, no policy under heaven can stop it. All the dominion under heaven shall be given to the sons of the Most High God before Jesus returns. And so get ready. Get ready. It's a sworn verdict. Rudal in the midst of the enemies. It's a verdict of heaven for the end time church. And it's coming to pass. Amen. Lift up your two hands. Oh, 520 churches. Amen. That's the report they just got now. 520 new churches planted yesterday, 16th of August. If I were the devil, I would start mourning now. Praise God. 520. Amen. Woo! Shame on the devil. Lift up your two hands. Speak to the weak. It's your weak. It's your week of favor. The blessings released on you this yesterday will start speaking from this hour. As you step out, you are stepping into favor. Family curses are averted. The name of Jesus is glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. The week is declared your week. Every of your investment of time, energy, and resources in advancing the kingdom returns with open rewards. There shall be no evil report in your direction all through this week. Amen. There shall be no mourning in any family all through this year. Amen. The jobless will find favor this week. Amen. The dying businesses will pick up afresh this week. Amen. Turnaround testimonies will begin to answer for your stewardship. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up those two hands and let's together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be my experience all through this year. Be blessed. Have the best of the day and the best of the week.